ஹலோ, யூ ஆர் லிஸ்னிங் ரேடியோ மாடிடபஸ் இந்தியா.
ஹலோ எவ்ரிவன், ஹம் ஹே ஆப்கே தோஸ்த் ரேடியோ ஓபிஜேஎஸ், ஆசாதி போல்னே கி.
குட் மார்னிங் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ், ஹியர் யுவர் ஃப்ரெண்ட் அண்ட் ஹோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் த ஷோ டாக்டர் கிரண் பிரதாப் சிங் அட் தி ரேட் கெமிஸ்ட்ரி வித் கரண். யூ கேன் லிசன் திஸ் ப்ரோக்ராம் அட் அவர் 3 ரேடியோ பிளேட்ஃபார்ம்ஸ், ரேடியோ MRTWS இண்டியா, ரேடியோ OPGS சுடு and Radio RC Roorkee. This series of episodes is produced and broadcast for a number of students who are associated with me in graduation, post-graduation and doctorate studies. Generally, I try whatever is going in my mind and what I can accumulate it from my experience and from my knowledge, I try to spread to my dear students. As you understand that most of the time I invest in exploring, reading, analyzing and searching, and from that what I accumulated I slowly spread to my student so that they can get some benefit from my observation and from my knowledge and my experience. Today I choose a wonderful topic of today concern, and that is polymer engineering. I am going to discuss a little bit about some recent topics on some recent topics and some basic little bit introduction about what is plastics and what is plastic engineering and what are polymers. Polymers are a keen concerned subject, and it is studied in graduation level, post-graduation level, and it is so much attractive area of research also. So many of my friends are working on advanced polymers, developing polymers. Nowadays, some of my good friends are working on living polymers. So today I am talking a little bit about polymer engineering. So what is a polymer? A polymer is a high molecular weight structure of which compromise of multiple repetition of units derived from molecule of low relative molecular weight, and that is we are calling it monomer. So a polymer is made up of a large number of monomer, and they are covalently bonded together and form a big mass. Polymers are structurally connected by covalent bond. They are produced from chemical reactions of small units. They have high strength and good elasticity, high viscosity in melt or solution states. There are many major applications of polymers such as plastics, rubbers, fibers, surface finishes and protective coatings, adhesives, development of a large number of composite material based on polymers, then composite systems, then ion exchange resins. They are commonly used some symbols you often see on many plastic items, where you will observe there is a written PETE, HDPE, PVC, LDPE, PP, PS, and there are some other symbol you often observed on the plastic items, such as gas barrier, moisture barrier, heat resistant, clarity, heat insulation, toughness, gas permeable, chemical resist, grease and oil resist, easy of forming, hard, flexible, ductile. You have often see that some triangle type structure on under which there is written as PETNA. Inside the triangle you will observe one, then HDPE, a triangle type structure where there is a some arrow like some triangle with arrows, triangle of arrows, and there is written as HDPE. Similarly, triangle with arrow, there is written 3 in between the angle, in between the triangle, and under that you will observe PVC. Then LDP, there is written 4, in PP, there is written 5, PS, there is written 6. Similarly, around a circular structure with two black, it is divided into 4 part, 2 black part and 2 white part, and that is symbol is for gas barrier, and you will observe a rectangle which is divided into 2 part diagonally, half black and half white, and it is represent the moisture barrier. Then you will find and sometime rhombus, diamond like structure you will observe. It is somewhat like a square, which is aligned vertically with its axis, and it represents the heat resistant. Then you will observe a diamond like structure, and it is written as clarity. You will find sometime a structure with six arrow with a triangle with 3 warhead like structure, and it is written as heat insulation. Then you will find an horizontal hexagonal you will find with black color solid hexagonal structure figure of you will observe, and you have observed on plastic atom, and it is representing the property of toughness of the plastic, and a black dot inside a circle, and it represents the gas permeable. Similarly, you will observe a black rectangle, solid black rectangle, rectangle, and it represents the chemical resist, the plastic which has chemical resistance. Similarly, you will observe a egg shape structure, solid black, and it represents the grease and the oil resist. We observed a elliptical egg shape structure with a star inside it. A star, and it represents the easy of forming. We observed a black square shape structure on some plastic items, and it represents the hardness. And similarly, there is a arrow-like structure representing the flexible and ductile. So on various plastic items, example as both plastic bottles, plastic toys, you have observed a large number of plastic items constituting from the different type of plastics. All plastic items are not made up of same type of plastic. The plastic itself have vary in their chemical structure, and they having properties which are remarkably significantly different from one another, and they are useful for different type of applications. One such type of plastic is polyethylene tetraethylate, and in short it is called as PET or PETE. It is represented by PETE in triangle of a arrow with one inside it. It has a property of, it is very tough, it has good strength, stiffness, resistance to heat, transparent, and you often observe the containers for water. It is grease and oil resistant. Vegetable oil resistant. Gas barrier property. These containers for soda, carbonated drinks. So in the soft drinks, you have seen the Coca-Cola plastic bottles, Sprite, and other bottle, Miranda. These bottles are made up of polyethylene tetraethylate, PET. Then another class of plastic is polyethylene tetraethylate, PET, PETE. Some other uses of PET are, first, soft drink bottles, mouthwash bottles, food blow molded containers, sheet application, injection molded components, bicycle mud guard, spinners fiber for carpet yarn, fiber fills and jute textile. Recycled products are tote bag, dishwashing liquid containers, clamshell, laser toner cartridge, picnic table, hiking boots, mailbox post, fencing furniture, sweet shirts. So you have observed PET is very useful class of plastic, polyethylene tetraethylate. Then you have observed high density polyethylene, HDPE. It is represented by three arrows on the bottle on the plastic item, and inside it you have seen the two. It is a relatively straight chain structure, higher density than LDPE, look milky white. Stiffness, strength, toughness, low cost, easy of forming resistance to chemical, permeability to gas, easy to processing. You observed such plastic in your home. You have observed that shampoo bottles, baby powder, milk bottle, and cosmetic item. So wide applications in blow molded bottles for milk, water, and fruit juice, grocery bags, toys, liquid detergent bottles, copolymer, HDPE pigmented with a variety of colorant is used for the packaging toiletries, detergent, and similar product. Recycled products are recycling bins. You have often seen your dustbin of different colors, and all these are made up of HDPE. You have seen in the benches, bird feeders, retractable pens, clipboard, flies fetters, dog houses, vitamin bottles, floor tile, liquid laundry detergent containers. Many household items are made up of this class of plastic. You have often observed in your households. Another class of plastic is PVC, polyvinyl chloride. So what are it? It is also represented with three arrow triangle. And 3 is written inside it, and it is broadly divided into rigid, flexible material, versatile, easy to blend, good strength and toughness, resistance to grease, oil and chemicals, electrically insulation, fire retardant, clarity. And PVC is useful in a variety of spaces in today's life, like pipe and fitting. You have seen the PVC pipe. You often seen the PVC pipe in your garden, and carpet, windows, bottles, packaging sheets, wire, cable insulation, film and sheet, floor covering, synthetic leather products, coatings, blood bags, medical tubing. So polyvinyl chloride, PVC, it has a vinyl chloride, is the polymer of vinyl chloride, C2H3Cl. It is its monomer. It is a recyclable product. Bubble cushioning, flying discs, decking, film, paneling, recycled containers, roadways gutters, snowplow deflectors, playground equipments. So PVC is also a very useful class of plastic. Another class of plastic is LDPE, low density polyethylene is easy of processing, easy of sealing, low cost, barrier to moisture, but air can pass through, good electrical insulation, good strength, toughness, flexible, and can be used for frozen food. You often see your bread and sugar packets, and in the morning you have seen the bread. These are all made up of low density polyethylene, and low density polyethylene is used in your little bags, grocery bags, some flexible lids, wire and cable application, and frozen food bags, grocery bags. So it is also a good class of plastic which are significantly used in our daily life, and recycled products are shipping envelopes, garbage can liners, floor tiles, furniture films, and compost bin panels, paneling, trash cans, landscape timbers, mud flaps. So it is a low density polyethylene LDPE is also a nice class of polymer which are have significantly used in our daily life. Then another class of plastic which we have used in our daily life is PP, polypropylene. So you have seen your bucket, it is made up of polypropylene. It has good strength, toughness, excellent resistance to chemical, resistance to heat, resistance to grease, oil, barrier to moisture, low cost, versatile, easy of processing, lowest density of this plastic used in the packaging, high melting point. So polypropylene has uses due to its flexibility and rigid packaging. It is used in flexible and rigid packaging, fiber and large molded parts for automotive and consumer products, example ketchup bottles, yogurt containers and margarine tubes, medicinal bottles. The recycled products based on polypropylene are signal lights, battery cables, broth and brush, ice scraper, oil funnels, landscape borders, bicycles, racks. So you have seen that polypropylene is also a significantly important class of plastic which you have seen in your daily life, and its chemical formula is CH2CH3. It is monomer CH2CH3, and monomer and polymer of this monomer 1 isopropene. So another class of plastic which you have seen in your daily life is polystyrene. It is very versatile, easy of processing, very cheap, clarity, hard and brittle, poor barrier to oxygen and water vapor, has relatively low melting point, not resistant to heat, and it is represented on its item as material which are made up of polystyrene. The item is marked with a triangle with six inside the triangle, and a mark of a three arrow triangle. So the item which are made up of polystyrene has a symbol of three arrow triangle with six, and CH2CH and a attached benzene ring is its monomer. It is used for many purposes for the preparation, manufacturing of many items such as protective packaging, containers, lids, bottles, tray, etc., video cassette cases, compact disc jackets, coffee cup, knives, spoon, forks, cafeteria tray, grocery store meat tray, and fast food sandwich containers. So in your kitchen, you have seen many items made up of polystyrene. The recycled products are thermometers, light switch plates, insulation, egg carton, vents, desk tray, rulers, like frames, concrete. So polystyrene is also a significantly important class of plastic, and other recyclable plastics represented by a three arrow triangle with seven. So example of 10 most popular polymers are ethylene, propylene, tetrafluoroethylene, styrene. From ethylene we get polyethylene, from propylene to we get polypropylene, tetrafluoroethylene we get polytetrafluoroethylene, from styrene we get polystyrene. Then from we get polymethyl methacrylate, in short it is called PMMA, and its monomer is methyl methacrylate. And vinyl chloride we get from vinyl chloride, we get PVC polyvinyl chloride, from vinyl acetate we get PVA polyvinyl acetate. Then from ethyl glycol we get PEG polyethylene glycol, and from ethylene glycol we also get polyethylene terephthalate PET, from ethylene glycol and tetraphthalic acid we get polyethylene tetraphthalate, and from hexamethylene diamine and sebacic acid we get polyhexamethylene sebac, that is nylon and nylon 6.10. So you have learned about that there these different class of plastics has been used for a large number of applications, and they are significantly very broad in their chemical composition and structures, and very significantly important to study all this. This is not only for your syllabus, but it is very important as a for your awareness and as a part of general science, because you are observed these items in your daily life from since morning to in evening. In one or another way you encountered with plastic, and you can consider the today's era is the plastic era. No one can survive without using any plastic product. Another is rubber, that we called elastomers. Rubbers are our natural rubbers, and synthetic rubber also is there. Polymer with TG less than application temperature can be highly stretched the significant part of the rubber can be stretched up to 700%. And when it is, the rubber is react with sulfur, it is vulcanized. Vulcanization, the reaction with sulfur of rubber, we called it a vulcanization. Sulfur is a cross-linked the different rubber chains, the chains of rubber molecule, and they are cross-linked with sulfur, and it gives the strength. So rubber can get good strength by cross-linking reaction, that is we called vulcanization with sulfur. And then polyurethane, formed by the reaction of urethane and polyol. Then you are, what is polyol? OHPOH. And urethane is CONH, that is U and P. Considerably higher strength, higher tear and abrasion resistance, and compared to natural rubber. Then silicone rubber is also there, that is made up of silicone at having two chlorine atoms and two methyl group attached with it, and it give a network little water molecule, water be using with water, and its properties, it is low and high temperature stability from minus 55 degree to 250 degree centigrade. So silicone rubber is very useful at very low temperature and very high temperature, elastic even at low temperature, excellent electrical property and extremely inert. And in many laboratories, we often use the silicone rubber for the experiments carried out at very high or very low temperature. Then another thing is fibers. And you are wearing the clothes, and clothes are made of a fiber. And the natural, you have seen the cotton and cellulose and cellulose plastic, commonly found in plant cell wall. Cotton consists of 90% cellulose, 10% lignin and other polysaccharides. Structure of cellulose, you have seen in a, you have ring structure of glucose, sucrose, and it is has three OH group, and each ring H and OH and celluloids. Celluloids are dissolved in chloroform, acetone, etc. Inflammable, poor chemical resistance. So cellulose plastic, cellulose is very important, and cotton is made up of 99% of more than 99% made up of cellulose. So one another derivative of cellulose is cellulose acetate. Substitute of OH in the cellulose with OCOCH3, and it has good water absorptivity and decrease when the OH is replaced by OCOCH3. प्रो वाटर एड्सॉर्बिटी रेपलेंट ऑफ वाटर. So normally cellulose cannot be dissolved in any solvent. You have taken some cotton and take some glass of water and try to dissolve the cotton in the water. Can you dissolve the cotton in the water? No. So cellulose cannot be dissolved in any solvent and it form in the form of fiber. So, nowadays many synthetic fibers also made, prepared in the industry, and the synthetic fibrous material and natural cellulosic material are used for the development of many fabrics and textiles industry, used in the textile industry. Nylon is a synthetic polymer used for commonly used as fiber. Rayon is regenerated cellulose used in the producing the fibers. No, so rayon, nylon, cellulose. Another is surface finishes and the protective coatings. You have seen the paint. You have seen your paint in your house, on your car and in many other items, and these surface finishes and protective coating paints and need for falling qualities, quickly drying. If you're going for paint, the paint should be dried and killing well to the wall. It should be stick on the wall, prevent erosion and corrosion by making a layer of paints on an item. It protect the item from the corrosion and erosion. There are different type of paints, alkyd and polyester resins, paints based on alkyd and polyester resins, paint based on phenolic resins, paints based on acrylic resin, and paint based on polyurethanes. So, commonly terminology used in paint industries are lacquer, oil paint, varnish, enamels, latex paints. So, paints are made up of I worked many years in paint industry. I was in the SD Paint Limited Ahmedabad and Moonlight Paint Industry Amritsar. And I did the raw material analysis and the finished product analysis of the paint quality. I was in the quality control lab. So I get an opportunity to learn how paint was prepared in an industry. Paint generally consists of one is pigment, one is solvent, one is thinner, one an additive, and for modifying its property they are using some additives. And then there is a dryer, there is solvent, sometimes they are also using oil. They are using some oil, and the pigments are, and some resins. They are here using resins, pigment, and some different type of solvents like MTO and mineral turpentine oil, and they are using toluene, benzene, hexane, acetone. There are many solvents are mixed together and blended together and form the paints, and often the paint can maybe precipitated because they are colloidal systems. The particles are suspended in the liquid media. So if you're using the wrong solvent or wrong polarity, if you are doing something wrong, then it will not suspended well, it will be precipitated. So the particles would be suspended well and form a uniform structure, and its properties should be more user friendly. It dried in appropriate time, had good resistivity with acid and alkali, and there is a INN standard IS-101, it deeply describe the property of finished paint products. So then another class of polymeric material which you have seen in your daily life is adhesives. Adhesive is in liquid form when applying and becomes solid and form the joint between the two surfaces. You have seen the Fevicol in your day-to-day life, Fevicol, Fevikwik. What are all these things? These are all are the polymeric materials and used as adhesive. There is a cross-linking reaction that we called curing reaction to form network polymers occur in the polymer with more than two functional group. The cured polymer is a network with the molecular weight polymers not dissolved in any solvent. Generally, the adhesive used are very dissolved in some specific solvent, not dissolved in all the solvent. Otherwise, your adhesive not working well. Applications of adhesives are paints, some normal adhesive which you have used in your daily life, fiber and force composites, ion exchange resins, polymeric reagents, milk white glue, PVAC, polyvinyl acetate, milky white glue, clear glue is polyvinyl alcohol. The normal glue you have seen in your is polyvinyl alcohol. The solvent is dried up and the polymer stick the material, that is polyvinyl alcohol. Three type of commonly adhesive are non-reactive adhesives, pressure sensitive adhesives, and reactive adhesives. And these adhesives are non-reactive, pressure sensitive, and reactive. So non-reactive adhesives are quickly drying solvent containers containing polymers, tackifiers, and antioxidant. Example are pine oil, hydrocarbon derivatives. Several polymers have natural permanent tags, no need of for tackifier. Example, net rubber, silicone rubber, polyvinyl ethyl, isobutyl ethers. Then pressure sensitive adhesives are do not lose adhering property even when solvent is already evaporated. This is possible because the polymer used in this case is liquid polymer, that is silicone rubber. Example, reactive adhesives are epoxy adhesive. Curing reaction occur at room temperature. And some common adhesives are hot SBR, nitrile rubber, polyvinyl acetate and its copolymer, polyvinyl acetates, polyacrylates, silicone rubbers, polyvinyl ethers, two component polyurethanes, adhesive, epoxy adhesives, anaerobic acrylic, cyanoacrylates, and so in, and one or more topic I want to cover is composites. Polymer has been used for developing a variety of composites, contain two different phases to increase the mechanical properties, strength, toughness at high temperature application. We have developed a variety of composite materials based on polymers, polymer composites. The continuous phase is polymers, and it is reinforced with the different materials. It may be particle reinforced composites and fiber reinforced composites. You have seen the railway window, train windows. Actually, the how train windows are made up of fiber reinforced plastic. And then reinforcing materials are glass, carbon, ceramic, Kevlar, hard polymeric polyarbamates. So a variety of composite systems are made up of based on polymers, and we have chopped the glass fibers and mixed in the glass in the polymer base. Glass fibers roll we take and we chopped them, glass fibers, and mix with the polymers. Similarly, carbon fibers are mixed with the polymers, and other than that, carbon black, silica, talcum powders, all these you are used for making the composite material based on polymers. And many thermostat materials also used for making the composite materials based on polymer are polyesters and epoxy resins, polyamides, phenolic resins, rubbers. So and many times they also using the glass materials also. Glass also used as a filler for making the reinforced composite plastic materials. Glass are crushed in this fine powder and mixed with the polymer based. We are taking the polymers and mix the glass powder in it. So, you have seen the polymers composite can be classified and two class: conventional composite material and nowadays nano composite material. So what are called nano composite material? The nano composites are generally reinforced with the nano materials and intercalated nano composite materials are that exfoliated nano composite materials. So many times in these clay materials also mixed as a filler, nano filler. Clay materials, that is a nano filler used. Monto morilanonites, which consist of silicon, aluminium, and iron, manganese, oxygen, montmorillonite. It is consist of oxygen, hydroxyls, silicons, aluminium, and iron and magnesium. Montmorillonites is hydrophilic silicates. So another thing is ion exchange resins. Ion exchange resins are solid objects having the exchangeable cations or anions. So example are zeolites or ion exchangers. So there are cationic ion exchangers and anionic ion exchangers. So organic ion exchangers, dibenzene, DBB. So you have seen there are huge applications of plastics, and these are all including the plastic engineering nowadays. These are called the broadness of this plastic industry, from simple bottles to these advanced nanocomposites, all are included in the plastic industry. And plastics are very dangerous nowadays. It is a big challenge to how we can tackle this problem, how to manage our waste, which contains a large amount of plastics. What can we do? We can do from our personal level to reduce the plastic waste, and what should be our approaches. Synthetic and semi-synthetic polymer were developed for the durability and resistance to all form of the degradation, including the biodegradation. Plastic, what we are doing, we are using this plastic waste for landfilling, and it is a very big problem. Nowadays many industries are working on the recycling technology for the more sustainable development on sustainably handling this big problem. So from the next episode, this episode is very, very long. In the next episode we will discuss what are the new technologies and important issues related with the plastic waste and how we can handle this problems and pollutions caused by plastics. So thank you very much to listen me. Hopefully you will enjoy this little talk on plastic, introduction of plastic. Thank you very much. Good day.
Hello, you are listening Radio MIDWS India.